Speaking with OSU area agronomist Roger Gribble. And Roger, of course, it's time again for the annual meeting of Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association. Today was the wheat report. You discussed and assessed the 2010 crop. Now, first of all nine, I believe, every wheat district, growing district in Oklahoma was assessed, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And how many would that be? That's nine or?
Well, we have nine reporters. I don't know if it goes by any geographical region, but we have nine reporters that reported their region.
What was the overview of the meeting in general terms to begin with, Roger?
I think fairly positive. I think there's some really good wheat in Oklahoma this year. We're going to look at about harvest at 4.2 million bushels. That would be an average statewide, 33.5 bushels to the acre. And for the state of Oklahoma, that would be right at 141 million bushels.
Now, just remind everybody how that compares to last year.
I think last year, right at 70 million bushels, so we're almost doubled. But last year, we had a lot of freeze injury, really hurt last year's crop. This number is closer to the normal head of what we usually harvest.
This was historically normal for Oklahoma. Now, as far as the wheat looks, the quality?
I think the crop is moving along progressively as we would look at it today. There's still some issues. That number that we report today is basically a snapshot as of May 1. There are several factors out there that play. Of course, Mother Nature's going to throw in the big card of are we going to stay dry or wet, or if she throws a few hailstorms or two at us. I think the big question here, Ed, is we have both stripe rust and leaf rust as major issues yet to play out. We stay fairly dry here. Maybe we don't move that number at all, but if we get some leaf dampness, rust will go ahead and continue to work on the flagweed, which should lower test weights and grain yields and the overall quality of the crop. So Mother Nature is going to play that card because she's going to provide the environment for those rust spores to develop.
Were there any districts more affected by rust at the moment than other districts, Roger?
The biggest reporting area, of course, would be north central Oklahoma. Ed, that is just now causing an effect. Some of the reports from the southwest seemed like their discussion was that it would make minimal impact, but the real pressures will be in north central Oklahoma. Specifically, we're talking about Kay, Garfield, Grant, Noble counties as an area that is behind, but may end up having some significant pressure there.
How far along are we? Were you headed out in most areas?
We are currently heading. Rick Kochenier in the Panhandle reported he's just now seeing head emergence where most of north central Oklahoma that I get to look at, we've been headed, and we are right now into the initiation of the flower development of wheat crop. A little bit behind normal, Ed, not a huge factor being behind normal, but that may play out yet as well.
Thank you. OSU area agronomist Roger Gribble. Roger, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.